KCRW sponsors include Searchlight Pictures, presenting the new movie, The Greatest Hits. Music takes us places. What if it could literally take you back in time? The Greatest Hits is a hypnotic journey through the connection between love, music, and memory. Now streaming on Hulu.
I'm Kim Masters, and this is The Hollywood Breakdown. Joining me is John Horn of the Los Angeles Times. So, John, Golden Globes time. Are you getting your tux out?
I'm getting a very nice T-shirt out because I will be watching the Golden Globes from the comfort and bedlam of the Los Angeles Times, where we will be writing about it in real time as it happens. Are you going to be attending?
I will go to the after party. I've sat through the Globes, and it's sort of like a flight to Japan when you're in that room. So you keep checking your watch, saying, are we there yet? So I just show up and swan around at the parties afterwards.
Speaking about swanning around, is it Black Swan's night? Is this the I know we've made a lot of fun of the Golden Globes, but I think in some ways what happens this weekend will largely set the stage for the next couple of weeks of Oscar campaigning.
You know, and what strikes me about this particular go-round is it really does feel, you know, I know the recession is technically over, but for many people not really over, but in Hollywood it feels like it's party time, you know, that all of this sort of somber, let's cut back. Everybody's having a party. Everybody's bringing a couple of studios really bringing in the high-end caterers for these parties. I mean, they're spending.
I have to agree, and I think it's largely in relation to how well these films are performing. I mean, if you have a movie that's maybe grossed $6 or $7 million and you think you can get an Oscar nomination here or there, you're not going to spend $1 million or $2 million. That's going to be your entire profits. But if you have a movie like Social Network or True Grit or Black Swan or The King's Speech, these movies are all incredibly financially successful so far, and I think they have a lot of money yet to earn. And obviously, Kim, it's not just all about movies. There are a lot of TV shows that are up for Golden Globe Awards as well.
This is one of the fun things about the Globes to me. You know, Oscar night is a much more intense sort of teeth-gritted experience for the various nominees, I think. And because nobody takes the Globes all that seriously, and because it's sort of more democratic, it's TV plus film, there's a kind of a loopy quality to the Globes. And, you know, I've been at these parties, and it's one of those things where you can really stroll up to talent, and even if people didn't win, I don't think they're all that upset. And it's just kind of a goofy night in a way.
Because it brings TV and film people together like that?
And partly because it's the Globes, you know? It's not the Academy Awards. You know, it's the, as we've talked about before, it's where The Tourist is nominated as a comedy or musical. So, you know, you can take it seriously, but only just so seriously.
But if the Globes kind of set in motion what is already predetermined in terms of the Oscars, it does feel like they have a slightly different perspective on television, where they can kind of single out and identify shows that people might not have ever heard of.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a good publicity. It's something the studios can put in the ads. I mean, even with the movie, you know, when The Tourist was nominated, Sony didn't suddenly launch an Academy campaign for The Tourist, but they certainly slapped those nominations into the ads right away. So, yeah, I mean, you see a show, especially a show like 30 Rock, which is nominated again, and that kind of thing with a show that's modestly rated but critically loved can only help. So I'm sure they'll be very happy if they get to pick up a Globe.
If not, The Walking Dead.
The Walking Dead also nominated. Who knows? Perhaps they, in a different category, perhaps they too will walk up to the stage and pick up a Golden Globe. That is John Horn of the Los Angeles Times. John joins me each Monday at 2:30 on The Business. I'm Kim Masters, and this is The Hollywood Breakdown. Who are you rooting for at the Golden Globes? Leave us a comment at kcrw.com/thebusiness.
KCRW sponsors include Searchlight Pictures, presenting the new movie, The Greatest Hits. Music takes us places. What if it could literally take you back in time? The Greatest Hits is a hypnotic journey through the connection between love, music, and memory. Now streaming on Hulu.